Hello, Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. In this episode, we're pleased to be joined by Sam Hernandez and Blake Bergeson, who will be fighting in separate bouts on the April 23rd card at Canterbury Park. Bergeson, a combat sports veteran, will make his pro boxing debut against unbeaten Corey Thompson in a cruiserweight clash. Hernandez of Mankato will take on Robbie Lloyd in a middleweight special attraction. Hernandez is 0-1 as a pro, and Lloyd is 1-0. This is the sixth in a series of episodes previewing the April 24th Ignite Mecca 18 card at Canterbury Park in Shakopee. I hope you enjoy the interviews.
So this is Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Sean Strauss. My co-host is Brian Johnson. Today we are joined with Blake Bergeson, and we are talking about the upcoming Ignite Fights Mecca 18, which is going to be at Canterbury Expo Center on April 23rd. And Blake, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. It's, a pleasure and opportunity all the way around, fight for one of the best promotions in the Midwest and, go out and, represent my team and my gym. And it's going to be a blast. Can't wait. Got a lot of Von Hala fighters on the card, which makes it for an exciting night, as a Von Hala fighter. So, and definitely the lead up. A lot of competition and professionalism in the gym, and it's been great.
Now you're going to be making your professional boxing debut fighting Corey Thompson, which this is kind of cool, just looking at sort of monikers here, because he's the Nordic warrior, you're coming from Valhalla, sort of a Viking sort of war, if you want to look at it that way. But what do you know about Corey? And I'm doing it again, Brian. I'm getting ahead of myself. The last interview we just had with Sam, I want to talk about the fight because I'm so excited for these fights. But I should really start at the beginning. Will you tell us how you got into combat sports? And then we can work into the fight, okay?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I got into combat sports as a really young kid, like fourth grade. Wrestled my whole high school through my senior year. During that time, we had a bunch of, wrestling coaches that actually came from boxing backgrounds, believe it or not. So a lot of the workouts that we did was hit and miss. And my dad, I was in fourth grade. He hung up a boxing bag for me and said, hey, this is going to be a really good workout for you, and put a small gym down in the basement. And, I remember hitting that thing for hours, just kind of growing up through my high school years. Two-time state entrant, ninth grade state champ, five-time letter winner, four-time section winner in wrestling. So that was kind of my first combat, which then led into college, had some offers on the table to take some half rides, some book stuff in wrestling, had some stuff in football, believe it or not, state champ football, on the state champ team as a sophomore, played all junior, senior year, starting from a very large high school called Wayzata in Minnesota. And that's where I wrestled at. So it was always, the elite top five, type MIAC teams and everything, which then, kind of led into where am I going to go in college? Because I've always been an athlete my whole life. I've always, done two-time sports, letter winner and everything. So I didn't want to let go of that. I ended up going to play football at Bethel. Got hurt my first year, believe it or not. Had some ankle problems. Went down to RCTC and started fighting MMA at that point. So I was 20 years old, had my first professional fight against a very tough opponent. His name's Chris Kruger. At the time, he was 3-0. And ended up getting the victory there right at the end in the first round. And then moved into my second professional fight when I was 21 in MMA. Got beat there, armbar. Went into my... Trained, took 4 years off, trained really hard, came back up. And that's when I started with Dr. James Clark at Crystal Fight Club. So that was 24 years old, had my third professional MMA fight. That was down at the Hyatt, believe it or not. And that was against a very, very tough up-and-comer, had a really good amateur career. His name, Corwin Nichols, now that I think of it. I was beating him up on the feet with my boxing, believe it or not. Fight was going great. Got caught. That's the way it goes. Life kind of happened after that. I graduated college, you know, took off from, you know, just kind of working in the grind. Did that for about 3.5 years, had some life events that steered me back to what I need to do. And that's fighting. And that's what I love to do. And it's my passion. So been back at it for 4 years with Von Halla, you know, and all the growth that we've had at the gym, and Josh coming with his own, and different looks and different trainers since then, and putting it all together. So really feeling like I'm ready for this fight, and been training really hard for it, and not really out there, you know, back in the day in my 20s, I was like, oh, I'm going to do it for the accolades. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be something, I'm going to be somebody, you know, and maybe I will, but I don't really care about that anymore. It's more about, you know, going in there and fighting and competing and doing, you know, doing something I love, you know, and going out there and painting a picture, you know, and training every day. And I'm the type of guy that I need a goal, you know, I need something in front of me to work harder and, you know, have that grind and not give up. So just kind of leading right into this fight, you know, it's going to be a war, you know, against a very, very good opponent. He's a warrior himself, comes probably from the same background history. If he's a Nordic warrior, you know, Berg clan came from the Bergenstein, you know, same stuff, have that history from the Norwegian area. So that's why I'm going with the Viking and also coming on Valhalla. So yeah, maybe, you know, it was a clash of, you know, I was thinking back in the olden days and our old souls, you know, just kind of repeating itself. So it's going to be a blast. And oh man, he's for me, you know, he's going to be, you know, he's a tough opponent, but never stared away from tough opponents and always want to test myself. You know, I always say, hey, I'm a fighter. I'm not a bully. I don't want to go out in the ring and just beat somebody up. I want to go in there and fight somebody, you know, and, win, lose, draw, whatever happens, man, I'm going to come in there and swing, you know, and I think he's going to do the same. And, you know, he has some technicality to him and he can move. So, you know, going to be a good night. We'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, we're super excited. This card top to bottom has got some amazing matchups, and including your fight. Now I'd seen you down at Valhalla before, but I don't think I'd ever seen you fight, because you know you're fighting mixed martial arts, and Corey, I've been friends with him on social media, but I've never seen him fight. So I'm excited because I get two guys I'm kind of friends with on social media that I'm friends with and I've never seen fight before. Unfortunately, you're fighting each other, so one of you's got to lose, but hey man, it's going to be awesome. And you know, I'm super excited. I'm sure you and all your family and, you know, friends and gym mates down there at Valhalla, you're all pumped for it. Brian is and I are going to be down there. Last time he was sitting ringside, we didn't really do too much as far as post-fight interviews the last time goes, but this time we're going to try and get some post-fight audio, so hopefully we'll be able to grab you afterwards and, you know, you can give us a little soundbite and how you thought you did. If we don't catch you, for sure we want to get you before your next fight. Any plans on that, you know, or are you just taking her one at a time?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes, you know, and, I think I was thinking maybe something at the end of June, July, you know, kind of the one thing I've always done, you know, throughout the years is, you know, I'd have a fight and then I would, you know, take 3-4 years off, you know, 4 years off. Well, in the last 3 years, I've had 7 different competitions, you know, 2, you know, 4 kickboxing fights. So I've been really more active. And I think that's, you know, that's, you got to learn from your mistakes and you got to learn from your victories, and you can't do that taking too much time off. So no matter what happens, you know, just kind of learning from experience in my past, you know, I definitely want to at least get another one in there, you know, if it's going to be boxing or MMA, you know, definitely those are going to be my two, you know, two passions, my two fight styles, I think, that I shine the best at and, can, you know, eat at the highest level at. So, you know, we'll probably see either MMA or, you know, definitely more boxing. you know, just kind of coming from, you know, my skill sets and everything.
Cool.
Yeah, just to expand a little bit on the Valhalla connection, I believe there are four of you on the card, right? Yourself and Dennis, Josh, and Alex. Thought it was kind of funny you had reference to the Four Horsemen. You can't see this on the audio, but I'm putting up the Four Horsemen sign. Ric Flair and Tully Blanchard and Arn and Ole Anderson. I don't know if you're a professional wrestling fan, but back in the day, they were the original Four Horsemen. So I just got to give you a woo for the Ric Flair angle there. But right. Anyway, can you talk a little bit more about that, the Valhalla connection? And just, it seems like you guys really help each other out and feed off each other there. How important is that to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think it's absolutely great to have, you know, I mean, some gyms only have two professional fighters, one professional fighter. You know, we have, I think I looked around, we have like seven professional fighters, you know, in the gym every day, you know, to train with and to feed off of. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I fell back in love about 4 years ago with boxing because of Marty Lundquist, you know, coaches Friday Night Boxing, you know, come in for $10 mat fee. And just the knowledge that he brings to the table and his fight experience and this passion, you know, really just kind of lit up the fire. And then Josh coming in his own, you know, I remember sparring Josh. I was on my knees sparring Josh back in the day, you know, at Crystal Fight Club. So to see him come in his own and become a professional and the way he's come up, you know, it's really amazing to see. And, you know, Alex joined the team about 3 years ago and, you know, just he's turned into and, you know, be able to, you know, spar him every day. And then, you know, Dennis coming in, you know, last 3 years now and, you know, he's a monster heavyweight, you know, so, you know, got to mind your P's and Q's when you're in the ring with him. And, you know, we push each other every day and sometimes this gets heated and wild, but we always, you know, we love each other and get back. And but, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the competition and, you know, going out and, you know, competing and you know, and feeding off each other. Hey, this is what we're doing, this is a regiment, this is our, you know, nutrition, this is, you know, where we're gonna go, how much running are you doing, what are you doing, you know? And then just, you know, making sure we're accountable. Hey, you weren't there today, you got a fight, man, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, the energy that it brings to the gym and just the guys that I've, you know, have the opportunity to train with every day, you know, at Valhalla. And another one, you know, they're he's fighting the same day, Aaron Shaw, you know, professional fighter, a lot of MMA, big guy, you know, 6'1", 185 pounds, and just amazing sparring partner, you know, especially leading up to this fight, you know. And you know, really lanky, nice guy to work with and, you know, to train with. So, you know, a lot, you know, not only the Four Horsemen, you know, on this fight, but, you know, just the whole roundingness, you know, and different looks, you know, because you can get the same look over and over again and turn into the same fighter. But if you're getting multiple looks, multiple weights, you know, you're going to be more rounded at the end of the day. And I think that's what we're doing for each other. And, you know, and, you know, Alex, you know, holding pads, you know, he's good at holding pads too, which is really cool. And Josh, you know, really good trainer. Josh can, you know, does some really good coaching, Monday night coaching at Valhalla too. And, you know, out that I've learned from him, you know, the last few years have been tremendous, you know, about, you know, how to your the footwork and head movement and, you know, blocking drills. So it's been really great and really amazing, you know, to be, you know, amongst all those guys and be a part of it. And hopefully I'm helping out too. And, you know, we can all go out there and perform at our best, you know, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you mentioned footwork. When we were talking to Dennis, he said that since he's been here, American or the fighters here stateside anyway, tend to be more forward and back, less angles than he was used to when he was back in Cuba. I'm curious if he's bringing any of that just by your experience sparring him, like, are you picking up on that about how he's moving and maybe changing angles, you know, and are you able to adopt any of that into your own game?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, Dennis is awesome, and you know, he'll stop and just kind of show a few things, you know, too, you know, if you're kind of, if you see something, and that's been really helpful. But yeah, just, you know, trying to kind of track him down the ring, you know, and, you know, and then once he presses, you know, if you're not moving, you know, he's coming in hard. So no, and it's been amazing, you know, with that, and you know, just really, you know, how fast Josh is and some of his stuff, you know, really, you know, watching him and working on some of the drills that we do and stuff like that, you know, really have really helped out, you know, with that in general. So yeah, I'm excited.
And James too, I understand he put on the wrestling tights recently and got back into it, did a little grappling. So that's kind of cool with his son, with Josh. So
yeah, it looks like Alex too. It sounds like they took, what was it, UMD or something? The wrestlers had him down.
Yeah, I mean, always, you know, our competition, always, you know, sparring going on and, you know, different things, getting ready, different looks. So, you know, believe it or not, you know, there's a lot upper body grappling, and then knowing where you are in the ring, you know, at all times, and using that and angles, believe it or not, without even throwing punches, that are really beneficial, you know, to fighting, you know, in general. I mean, you can be a boxer, you can be a fighter, or you can mix them, you know, and there's a difference between those and different angles, you know, different looks. You know, so I definitely think that's beneficial just with, you know, kind of coming up, you know, believe it or not, you know, most people will look at that and say it's docs, but you know, there's a lot more philosophy behind all of this, you know, of what he does and how he does it. So yeah, and it's just cool to see, because it's just something to do, something to compete, you know what I mean? And just be fight ready, get the nerve down, you know, and just have fun, honestly, competing and learning to go out there and have fun. So, you know, you're not even thinking about your cardio. You're not even thinking about anything else. You're just flowing, you know? And I think that's kind of what that entailed, you know, entailed to be. And it was amazing. I had a front row seat. I was reffing the whole thing. So it was great.
Nice.
So yeah. And just a fun, you know, team Von Hollick, you know, thing, hanging out. I mean, we train, you know, every day anyway, so, you know, might as well have fun with it. And yeah, I think they got a lot out of it. Everybody's good. Nobody, you know, nobody, no injuries at all, you know, across the whole day. And, you know, everybody's ready to fight, and even made them better, and cardio's ready to go. So yeah, it was a fun day. Just, you know, just again, you know, it's just like a smoker, just like inviting people in to spar. I mean, our gym's been known to do that. We do it every single Sunday. Okay, we have open gym every Sunday. Anybody can come, just a $10 mat fee. Been awesome. I've had a lot of different pros walk the door on Sundays. You never kind of know who's going to come in some days, and you know, and you just go hard. That's all it's about. And you know, sharpening those tools and getting better, different looks, you know, because you keep fighting the same guys, you keep training with the same people. I feel like, you know, you're not always going to, you know, see the best looks out there. And then not in that, hey, I might fight these guys down the road. You never know, you know? So it's good to get a, you know, a spar session in just to feel them out. And then at the end of the day, the fans win, right? Because if we already know each other a little bit, we know each other is going to be, that's going to make it for a better fight. It just is. You know, if you ever sparred somebody and then you go fight them actually in the ring, oh man, it's fireworks. Cause you already know where the shots are going to be or not going to land, the strengths, his weaknesses. He knows your strengths, weaknesses, especially if you sparred with them more than once. You know what I mean? So yeah, no, I think just sharpening the tool sets and being very well-rounded, you know, and, you know, always competing, you know, and always ready to compete. So that's the fun part about our gym. It's always, if there's a competition and there's something up, let's set it up, let's do it. You know what I mean? And, you know, our gym's kind of known, fight ready, you know, let's go, you know, not scared of anything, you know, type of thing. And that's a really good mentality to have. And yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Josh mentioned that you guys, you know, you're getting into boxing. And he said, we're not here to participate. We're here to take over. And I was like, right on, man. You know, that's cool. You know, it's not just like, ah, we're going to put some feelers out there and see how it goes. Like, no, if we're doing this, it's 100%. You know, we're going for it. So that was awesome.
I was just going to say, I understand from the interview with Dennis that David Morrell has popped in there. So that's got to be kind of cool to have a world champion and a one of those elite amateur boxers from the Cuban team. Did you get a chance to meet him, Blake, or spar or anything?
I think they were doing a session. You know, I'm not sure. You know, I think I might have waved to him or watched. You know what I mean? But I didn't really get any work. But no, that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, I don't like to name drop, you know, all the time or, you know, all that, and I'm not going to. But that's what I'm talking about just, you know, whoever walks through the gym on a Sunday who wants to, you know what I mean, just get some good work. And, you know, because I mean, not only do we have, you know, seven professional fighters across, you know, so many weights. I mean, we have, I think, 10 heavy, you know, in my history of being in Crystal Fight Club. And even back in the day, one of my first fights were out of, I don't know if you remember, out of Chris Garlich and Team Crazy, you know, back in the day, Tommy Spear was out of there, you know, and, it's just, you know, it's, again, it's just, you know, like, anybody can walk through the room. And I've had, you know, we've had multiple professional fighters to do that. And that's what makes it fun. And then to have that welcoming atmosphere, you know what I mean? I think some gyms, you know, they won't let you come spar. Hey, you're from there. Oh no, you're a spy. And it's like, I'm just, you know, I'm just out here training, man. I'm just trying to get better. I'm not a spy. I don't, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think some people take the mentality, and you know, I'd rather be open and let's train and get better. I mean, you know, as a community, as a fight community, it makes for better fights at the end of the day. It just does. So, you know, and, but you know, everybody has their own competition and, you know, where they want to go in their journey and all that. So I get that and respect that, but yeah, you know, and then throughout the years, I mean, the amount of boxing coaches that have come through, have been amazing. You know what I mean? And, I was even training when, Gregorio was there, and that was, you know, Dennis's first boxing coach. And I didn't know that until, you know, Dennis came around. But, you know, I trained under Gregorio for 3.5 years at Crystal Fight Club and at Champlin. So, you know, and, you know, he was, you know, the Cuban national champ, silver medalist, you know, boxing coach. So, you know, trained with him for quite a while. So, and, you know, a lot of other, you know, coaches, you know, throughout the years, you know, again, don't always name drop, but I appreciate all of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to worry about name dropping those guys, because we've already covered that with James and Dennis. You know, the fact that they were in there, because I asked about how Dennis came over and the story and everything. So James talked about that connection and how that was pretty cool. But yeah, man, I think that's all I got for you, Blake. I'm super excited. Thank you again for making time for us, dude. I'm just wish it was fight night right now. I'm ready to go.
Thank you. I mean, hey, we're a week away. So, you know, final countdown, you know, go show support, get those tickets. You know,
yeah. Speaking of that, you got tickets down at Valhalla. I'm guessing, if not, fans go on Nitro Tickets, go to the Ignite icon, and then you can find the event and then find Blake's name on the drop down. You can select it and make sure he gets credit. If you can't make it to the fights, they will be streaming it on MMA Futures. And I believe it's going to be Caleb Truax doing the play-by-play like we talked about. And I think maybe it's the guy who's doing those promo videos, Mike Davis. I'm not sure who's going to be doing the co-announcing with Truax. But yeah, dude, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, wait. Can't wait. It's going to be, the Four Horsemen. We're coming. Yeah. Here we come.
Come on, Brian, do it again.
Thanks, Blake. Nice to meet you virtually, and hope to meet you. Look forward to meeting you in person at the fight. So
good luck. Absolutely. We'll see you fight night. Thanks again for the opportunity, and thanks for the interview.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye.
This is the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Sean Strauss. My co-host is Brian Johnson. Today we are joined by Sam Hernandez. And we're talking about upcoming fights for Ignite Mecca 18, which is going to be at the Canterbury Expo Center, April 23rd. Sam, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, so glad to be here. I started listening to your podcast once I started hearing about it, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. So you're going to be fighting Robbie Lloyd. We already talked to Robbie, so hopefully you got a chance to listen to his episode. I see you're wearing an MMA shirt, first of all, which is cool. There's a lot of guys into MMA and mixed martial arts or wrestling that are crossing over into boxing. Tell us how you got your start in combat sports and if it was boxing or MMA or what.
So about 10 years ago, my brother took me to one of his fights, and of course he won. He was the highlight of the night. Everybody was congratulating him, but for some reason he kept telling everybody, "Oh, you think I'm good? Wait till you see my little brother." And the funny thing is, I haven't never trained with him, never did nothing with him. I just showed up as a fan, you know, support my brother. Then next week he got me in the gym, and about 2 months later I started fighting. And it was MMA. It was garage stuff, so it was mostly boxing with some sprinkling of wrestling. So it wasn't too advanced or nothing, just basics. And then from there, we started growing. We started adding more experienced people, and then we started cross-training with other gyms. And now, Fight Squad is becoming pretty big, and most of Minnesota knows us. So I think we created a legacy.
So that's your home gym is Fight Squad?
Yeah.
And where are they located out of?
New Ulm. The gym is at New Ulm. We started in Sleepy Eye. We got a bigger gym in Springfield. And then our best location is in New Ulm now. Shout out to Colin. He's the one that got us the spot. Stepdads. So pretty excited to be there.
Awesome. So I know you mentioned that there's a little bit of everything there, sounds like, and not just mixed martial arts, sounds like a little bit of boxing too. Now you're doing professional boxing. Are you able to get your sparring in there at your gym? Are you bringing in sparring partners from outside, or how does that work?
Okay, well, Fight Squad is my home gym. This is a gym I have always been affiliated with. I always go to the classes, but I live in Mankato, and the closer gym right now is Mark 44. Which is Clay Udley's gym. So I've been there most of the time, mostly because it's the distance to get to a Fight Squad. But when I'm there, it's for sparring, and they gave me good looks. But at Mark 44, he's high level. He trains with the academy, so he gets lessons from there, and then brings it to us, or Mark 44, his gym. And from there, there's a group. It's much bigger than Fight Squad, so I could say. So I'm getting different looks, getting taller people, shorter people, faster people. The sparring is great. I'm getting a lot of different looks, and it's a lot better. Yeah.
Awesome. I think Robbie's taller than you. Box Rec lists you at 5'8". Off the top of my head, I don't know how tall he is, but after meeting him in person, I know I'm about 5'8", and I know he's taller than me, so he'll be a little taller than you. You said you're getting work with guys that are taller. Any strategies on that, you know, how to, without giving your fight plan away on what you're doing, or any fun things you're doing in training? Like, are you doing old school things, or, you know, the weather's getting nicer now. Are you getting outside?
Unfortunately, no. A lot of my training has been inside, but I do want to do the whole Rocky, you know, montage running running at dawn. But unfortunately, no. So as far as fighting someone taller than me, I've honestly had just in the cage in MMA, I've had so much luck against taller people. I'm able to slip in and out and just essentially land some haymakers. And so as far as doing anything special, I've been working on my covers, working on different actual boxing techniques because I can't clinch up. I can't go for a takedown. So I've been learning some different things that I could do instead.
Yeah, is it going to be a big adjustment for you? I know you've had one professional fight so far. Now, like with the gloves in particular, you know, with mixed martial arts, you can use your fingers, you know, like you need to grab and all that kind of stuff, you know. Have you been adjusting well to using the boxing gloves, you know, in your training and the, you know, when you said you're practicing, you're clinching and all that kind of stuff?
It's, as far as gloves, I think I'm getting, what, 12 ounces? I'm not even sure. Because I have no
idea. I'm not sure. I believe that's correct.
Yeah. Well, I've been training. I've been hitting pads with 24 ounce gloves, so my arm shouldn't be down low. Once I get tired, they'll be nice and up. As far as using my fingers, I only use my fingers when I plan to take someone down or when I'm doing jiu-jitsu. So it's not really much difference, really.
Cool. Yeah, speaking of jiu-jitsu, they have Ignite, who's putting on this card. They've also got Muay Thai and grappling going on, which is pretty cool. Is anyone else from your gym or your the camps, you know, that you're training in fighting on any of the other parts of the card?
Yes. Mark 44, Ricky Rodriguez, he has a Muay Thai match, I believe. It's going to be his first match since breaking a bone in his forearm or something. I forgot which one, but I'm excited to see him. He's been predominantly boxing throughout this whole time I've known him, and he's got some hands.
Awesome. It's always more fun when you got more guys in the camp that are going, you know, the same card, so you can kind of travel together and root for each other.
Yeah. It's fun seeing some perform and then them coming up to you is, all right, you're next. You show them up.
Awesome. The last Ignite card was at Canterbury as well, and it was back in December. Were you able to attend that card?
No, I was scheduled to be on there. That's where I was supposed to fight him first. But the week of, I tested positive for COVID, and I have unfortunately had to back out. So, a huge disappointment for me, because I'm not one to back out of any fight, especially for a reason that I had no idea that I had. I don't want to get into politics, but yeah, I got COVID, so I'm a little upset by that.
What was the opponent? Who was the opponent that you were supposed to fight back then? Was that supposed to be Robbie back then?
Yeah, Robbie. I was supposed to be his debut. So as far as the whole training camp, I was preparing for him since I knew it was a fight in like September. It was months before that. And then the week of, I get COVID, so I have to back out. So then after that, March, I had an MMA fight. The training camp just continued. And then I ended up winning that fight in 23 seconds. So then this coming up, the training camp just continued. So for this match, I've been essentially nonstop training for a good while.
Wow. That's awesome.
The 23 second fight, how did that win? Was that with a kick or a strike, or how did you put your opponent away so quickly?
So I wish it was striking, but it was my leg. It was a nice solid leg kick to the face. Which doesn't really translate to boxing, but I feel like the movement leading up to it, I felt slick setting it up, was just because it was just one kick. There was no setup, but I moved, I made a miss, and then I threw the kick and then knocked him out.
Yeah, well, this could be fireworks, this fight with Robbie, because I know he won his last fight with a pretty impressive knockout. And you feel like you have pretty heavy hands as well, and knockout power in both hands?
Well, with gloves, I feel powerful. I do got solid punches, the difference between MMA and boxing is that, you know, once I drop them, I follow them. I keep going until I finish. But with boxing, once he drops, I got to let him back up. So, you know, they might continue the fight. And I don't want to blow all my energy trying to get him knocked down when he could get back up. So my strategy for this will be just nice slow burn. I'm gonna try to knock him out. It's nice solid 10 count, but I'm also gonna prepare for the judge's card.
Yeah, for sure. I know in boxing, you see it sometimes where guys, they think they got a guy hurt and then they go for broke, and then they end up being the one who are spent. And then the next round, the guy comes back or something if they make it out of the round. So, yeah, you got to be smart. That's for sure.
Yeah. So my first boxing match, I accepted the match thinking, oh, it's his pro debut as well. So I was just whatever. I did my training. And then the announcer calls my name, you know, Sam Hernandez, making his pro debut. Then he calls my opponent's name. He's making his pro debut after winning, you know, Golden Gloves in Chicago. So my first match was against a Golden Glove boxer. And I like to say I went 3 rounds with him. He eventually got me. So I'm not sure about Robbie's credentials, but I believe I've already been through a good ringer. So it's going to be a good matchup, see where I'm at. Because, I mean, I'm good, but I'm not going to say I'm Golden Glove level good. I hear some great things about those guys.
Yeah, to my knowledge, after talking to Robbie, you know, he's got Golden Gloves experience, but I don't think he ever won the regionals or the upper Midwest or anything. But he had Golden Glove fights.
Yeah. That's one thing I do wish I would have done. I went pro MMA, and by law, by rules, I got to do pro boxing. Yep. So I wish I would have done some boxing as an amateur, but I was just too into MMA where it never crossed my mind. But now that there's some time in between MMA fights, like, hey, this is something else I could do, and I could also succeed. So there's some rules that I'm not fully aware of. I went to a boxing match where my brother was in it, and then he threw a backhand. Did not know that was illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
So I've been going through some just rules and some basic strategies, which is a little different, but other than that, besides knowledge, I do have a lot of the skill that boxing requires. So
you mentioned having to turn pro after fighting MMA. The same thing happened to Caleb Truex, with MMA, but he fought in a tough man contest and then he had to turn pro. And he was a good Golden Glover. So, and speaking of him, I've been mentioning on the podcast so far, he's doing the stream, the announcing for the stream. So you'll have him doing play-by-play for you. So that's pretty cool. Former world champion.
Ooh. Wow. I hope to get some critiques. Take it to heart, because I obviously, as a 0-1 fighter, I know I'm not the best. So any help? I hope he has things to say.
Hey, if we're not learning, we're growing, that's not good, right? So you got to keep learning. As long as you're learning, you're doing good.
Yeah.
Bro, are you from Mankato originally? Is that where you grew up?
So my parents were migrant workers. We followed jobs, but eventually we landed here in Minnesota. Sleepy Eye's been one of my biggest homes. That's why the fight squad was there for a long while. As far as high school sports, I was starting JV basketball, was in track a little bit, only for 1 year, and I did get state honors in football, but as a defensive tackle, so it doesn't really translate to my athleticism. Other sports, I've done triathlons. I want to do more 5Ks. I want to do more running stuff. I'm into the obstacles. I really enjoy those. Those are fun. And Mankato. I am currently living in Mankato. I've been in Mankato for 5+ years, and I've been following training with Clay for just about as long as I've been here in Mankato. He's been one of my best training partners. He's also pro. He's high level Muay Thai, so he's basically my the stone for me to get sharpened.
Is he one of the guys who's going to be working the corner for you, or who, what can you tell us about your team that's going to be up there with you and working your corner?
So my brother, he's been my brother Juan Pablo Hernandez. He's been my corner for majority of the time, so he's gonna be my corner. As far as Clay, he's gonna be cornering Ricky Rodriguez, and so they're gonna be up there. I'm not sure who my second corner is gonna be, because my brother does all of it. You know, so the second one's just gonna be an honorary position. You know, whoever wants a nice close up fight.
Yeah. Help get the stool in quick, right?
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, Brian. I think that's about all I've got so far for you, Sam. Like I said, I just want to say thank you again for making time. I'm glad we were able to connect. I thought I had messaged one of your profiles or someone that I thought was you. But then luckily I found you. By the way, I love the screen name. I love Yosemite Sam. So that was an awesome play on your screen name, Yo Sam, Eddie Sam. but yeah, just thank you so much for joining us and making time for the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. We're super pumped to see you fight, man. Brian, you get anything you want to join in here?
I would just echo that. Look forward to seeing you in person, Sam. And nice to meet you virtually. Hopefully we can chat after the fight and shake your hand and looking forward to it. So
Sam, any last words you or people you want to thank, man?
Sorry about that. I'm got a phone call on my phone, so
that's all right. No, I was just asking if there was anyone you wanted to thank as we're closing out here. Yeah, you have, maybe haven't already.
Well, yeah, Clay Ali, I'd like to bring him again. His gym is Mark 44 Mankato. They're great MMA. They get people prepared for MMA, Muay Thai, and boxing. Fight Squad, everybody there, all those guys has been helping me out through the years, because I'm not here by myself. I didn't make it here by myself, so I got good support system. Yeah, and then thank you guys again for having me. And I for some reason I just kept Yosemite Sam as my Facebook name, my handle, and because there's Samuel is a common name, Hernandez is a common name, so I gotta try to stick out somehow. So no, that's the reason behind that.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, we're awesome, man. We will see you fight night, and look forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day, man.
Have a good day.
You too.